Hello. My sincere apologies to all my dedicated fans who have waited a frightening amount of extra minutes to get their weekly fix of DJ Roomba. My sincere apologies. If you were listening, you would know that it's not my fault. As you may know, I'm infallible. And I guess that's a good way to start the episode. Things are a little out of order here. I've got a good show for you this week. It's titled, Let Me Take You on a Journey. We've got some travel theme songs, you know. I think in a couple of weeks people will be traveling home for Thanksgiving. I didn't have that in mind, but last week we had people. Now we're going to travel away from those people. Maybe we didn't like them, who knows. But we're traveling this week. And in a song that isn't related to travel, but I felt needed to be shared with my audience, we're going to start out with the 1986 track Don't Let's Start from They Might Be Giants off their self-titled album. So we'll start off with Don't Let's Start. Oh dear, I always start off with technical difficulties, but now, don't let's start. Now we're actually starting.
Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around how you get around. When you are alone, you are the cat, you are the phone, you are an animal. The words I'm singing now mean nothing more than me out to an animal. Wake up, smell the cat food in your bank account, but don't try to stop the tail that wags the hound. D world destruction over an overture. And do I need apostrophe? D need this touch? Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you're my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around? Gets what they want, and that is beautiful. Everybody dies frustrated and sad, and that is beautiful. They want what they're not, and I wish they would stop saying debity dog dog ding dang debity dog dog ding dang debity. World destruction over an overture. And do I need a apostrophe? Do you need this touch? Start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But don't let's start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How you get around? I don't want to live in this world anymore. I don't want to live in this world. Don't let's start. This is the worst part. Could believe for all the world that you are my precious little girl. But start. I've got a weak heart and I don't get around. How do you get around?
And there we had a little They Might Be Giants. We had their track Don't Let Start from their self-titled album, as said earlier. I've already receiving a phone call. Who's it from? Oh, I'm definitely not answering Jordan because he didn't follow me back on Instagram. So that's not happening. Maybe follow me back and we can get back to that. There's a fun fact about Don't Let's Start. It's named after a Grey's Anatomy episode. It's not named after a Grey's Anatomy episode. Grey's Anatomy named an episode after Don't Let's Start. Really fun. I checked the Wikipedia page. There are some fun facts. The single mix differs slightly from the actual actual version. There's some difference in the synth bass. And anyway, so that was our first track. Next up, we're moving on to the Beck track "Go It Alone" off the 2005 album Guero. This is personal favorite. It's a good album. It's not one of my favorites, but it's a good album. And this track, it was co-written by Jack White of the White Stripes fame. And in this track, he plays bass. So here you can enjoy the smooth sounds of Jack White on bass and Beck with "Go It Alone."
By the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was shining on the cares in the world. When I get older, climbing up on the back porch fence just to see the dogs running with the wind and the question. And the shivering voices singing through a crack.
No, 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 no. I better go it alone. No, 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 no.
Down on the corner, see me standing on a makeshift home with the dust. Black shadow, pulled a hammer from a coal mine down when your daddy was smoking. Combed my hair back, stuck a match on the bathroom wall where my number is written. Driving on the sidewalk, looking back at the sky is burning in my rear
view. No, 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 no.
By the lane with my hands in my pocket, jingling a wish coin that I stole from a fountain that was drowning all the cares in the world. When I get over, climbing up on the back fence, moaning to the dogs that I'm coming with, a ring and a question. I'm a dozen and a voice that was singing underneath.
No, 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 no.
And Jack White on bass, as a fun fact I learned today. This radio show is really an educational experience. You learn about who plays bass on things, who doesn't play bass on things, who sings in songs, who sings other songs. Okay, that was funnier in my head. I shouldn't have said that. It's okay. It's a learning experience for me as well. And, alright, I need people to stop calling me. It's really quite a menace. It's not a menace, it's a hassle, rejecting all these calls. For the uninitiated, I've got a quite bothersome group of about a couple of fans who've been calling me incessantly tonight, and I'm going to keep rejecting their calls. And anyway, next up, we're going to have a track from Blur off their 2015 album, The Magic Whip. It's their first album for 12 years. It came out last year. They had broken up after the 2003 album Think Tank, but they were somehow, you know, a lot of bands, they get back together, and they're not nearly as good as they were post or pre-breakup, but Blur, they came back, and they were just as good as they were before, and that just really makes me happy. And to show you, to prove to you that they're just as good as they were in the 90s, we're going to have their track Lonesome Street off the album The Magic Whip from Blur.
Street.
Blur with Lonesome Street off, well, it was a single, and then it came out on something that I do quite frequently, a Magic Whip, even though the album is called The Magic Whip. I made the joke last week. I'm not going to repeat it. It wasn't good last week, and I don't know. All right, next up, we've got Tennis. Not the sport, but the band. We've got an album, a track off their 2014 album, I think. Is it 2014? I know it's 2014. 2015 album, Ritual and Repeat. It's the track Mean Streets.
Summer in the end, the Catskills, baby, singing just for the thrill. Everyone knows all about you, don't they? You do it for the thrill.
Tennis with their track Mean Streets. What do we got to say about this? Jim Eno, who is the drummer for the band Spoon, he not only plays the drums in this track, but he also produced the album because Tennis had run into some problems with their first couple albums, which hadn't been produced adequately, according to some musical news outlets like Pitchfork. So they recruited their old buddy Jim and to produce some tracks, and I think it worked out pretty well for Tennis. I think, hope my listeners would agree. I think it's a good track, and I think it's a good album. I'd certainly recommend it. Anyway, next up, we've got Cars, the track Cars, from Gary Numan off the 1979 album The Pleasure Principle. It's known as a new wave staple, and it's just a little track about road rage. There, Gary Numan with his track Cars. Very, very prominent use of the Moog synthesizer. Fun instrument, fun to say, fun to play, I think. Is that the theremin? There's the one where it's where you move your hand and then plays a different note. I think that's the theremin. I'll update you after the next song, but right now we've got a PSA to read. Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced-price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. I like to give topical PSAs. What do we got next? We've got Drive My Car, a track from the Beatles. I think this is my second week in a row now, yeah, with tracks off of Rubber Soul. And I don't expect any complaints about that. It's a great album. And yeah, so we'll be going to the Beatles now with their 1965 track, Drive My Car. There we have the Beatles with Drive My Car. It's a little track influenced by Otis Redding and about something that I can't talk about on the radio. It's a little indecent. But speaking of the radio, you're listening to WJRH 104.9 Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Alternate Universe with DJ Rumba. You can visit us online at WJRH.org. Anyway, next up, got a track from the band Cake. It's their perhaps their most famous track. It's called The Distance, and it's off their 1996 album Fashion Nugget. And two distinctive things about Cake. One is their main singer or lead singer John McCrae, I don't know which one it is, but he's got a very distinctive he's like a speaking voice in it's like half speaking voice, half singing voice. It's interesting to listen to, and I'm personally a big fan. And it's also featuring some trumpet. This track in particular doesn't have as much trumpet as other Cake tracks, but it's got a little sprinkling of trumpet, and I think that's really a beneficial factor. And anyway, enough about me, enough of me. Let's listen to Cake with their track, The Distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago, somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone. All alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
There, Cake, with their track, The Distance. Some fun facts. I thought it was interesting when I was reading about it. Wikipedia classified the genre of that track as both alternative rock, rap rock, and alternative hip-hop. What surprised me most was perhaps the rap rock, that moniker was a little surprising to me, but I'm sure if you were, I guess it could be considered that. I'm not going to start an argument about that right now. But another, what I found a most fun fact is that it was covered by Alvin and the Chipmunks. All right, let me see if I can find it. I should have loaded this up earlier. It's not available on online streaming services. Let's see. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Distance. All right, this is really high quality radio. Is that it? Wait, is this actually... Wait, now let me see. All right, I'm going to listen. All right. Just give me a second, listeners. We're going to... Yes, all right, it is. It actually is. Do I want to play it? Yeah, we'll give it a quick... Wait. How's everybody doing? That's good. All right, here we go. Let's give it about 10 seconds, because that's all you really want to hear, trust me. It's not really sounding good. But anyway, here's about 10 seconds of the Alvin and the Chipmunks with Cakes of the Distance.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flag still up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cockpit.
All right, that didn't even sound real. I mean, I found it on the YouTube, but... All right, again, sorry, listeners, for having to listen to that. I thought it would be a little more entertaining. Perhaps it was. Who knows? Whatever. Next up, we've got a deep cut in that it's I would bet quite a bit of money that you haven't heard the song before. It's a track from French artist Jacques Dutronc. I hope that satisfied your French ears. That doesn't make any sense. But it's a French track called Le Aventurier. Yes, I speak French, clearly. But yeah, that's a 1970 track called Le Aventurier. No, I mispronounced that really badly this time. But anyway, enough about that. Here's that track.
Je suis un aventurier et j'ai beaucoup bourlingué. J'ai fait la vie à Varsovie, j'ai fait le mort à Baltimore, j'ai fait le rat à Canberra. J'ai joué au dé à Yaoundé, j'ai joué aux dames à Amsterdam, j'ai fait des gammes à Birmingham. Je suis un aventurier avec lequel il faut compter. Je suis un aventurier avec lequel il faut compter. J'ai été borné à Bornéo, j'ai été pompette à Papette, j'ai bu de l'eau à Bordeaux. J'ai dit tant pis à Tampico, j'étais sur ta à Bogota et des calculs à Calcutta. À moi faut pas m'en raconter parce que vraiment j'en ai bavé. À moi faut pas m'en raconter parce que vraiment j'en ai bavé. J'ai été errant à Téhéran et au sauna à Sahana. J'ai fait le chasseur à Kinshasa. Et la nounou à Cotonou, j'ai fait de la tôle à Dole. J'ai été lourde et à Lourdes. Je suis un aventurier, j'en ai vraiment beaucoup bavé. Je suis un aventurier, j'en ai vraiment beaucoup bavé. J'ai été crétin à Créteil, j'ai eu la berlue à Berlin. J'ai été gentil à Port-Gentil. Et malpoli à Tripoli, j'ai fait la vie à Varsovie. Et le mort à Baltimore. J'étais un aventurier, maintenant c'est terminé. J'étais un aventurier, maintenant c'est terminé. J'étais un aventurier, maintenant c'est terminé.
There we go. Jacques Dutronc with... it's L apostrophe A V E N T U R I E R. So Le Aventurier. Terrier. That translates in English to the adventurer. I guess that fits into my journey. Let me take you on a journey theme. We're going on an adventure. Not only is it a journey, but it's also an adventure. But yeah, good track. One of my favorite French tracks. And fun fact about Jacques Dutronc, he's married to Francoise Hardy, who you may or may not have heard of. She's a French model and also a musician who sang on Blur's track To the End. Yeah, maybe we'll play that one soon in the coming weeks. But yeah, Francoise Hardy, married to Jacques Dutronc. Very fun, lots of fun facts, lots of fun things. All right, we're going to go to Wildfire. Yeah, we'll do this one's called Burn Responsibly. When burning outdoors, remember, if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave. Before building a fire or burning yard waste, contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Always be sure to burn responsibly because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and Smokey Bear. To learn more, visit smokybear.com. Only you can prevent wildfires. And we've got absolutely not a deep cut. We've got a famous track. Not famous within indie circles, I think, and within a lot of regular circles. We've got a track from Tame Impala off their 2012 album, Lonerism. We've got the track Feels Like We Only Go Backwards. Here we, and now I will present that track to you. Tame Impala with their track Feels Like We Only Go Backwards, sampled by Kendrick Lamar, I just learned, in a track for the movie Divergent. He utilizes the hook, you know, it feels like I only go backwards, da 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 da. He samples that in his track called Backwards. Anyway, quite a famous track there from Tame Impala. Great band, and I'd certainly recommend both. Well, I guess all their albums. Is it Inner Speaker? They've only got three. It's Inner Speaker, then Lonerism, and then their most recent album, Currents. All very good albums that I can recommend to listeners. Anyway, in something completely different, we've got a track from Frank Sinatra and Count Basie. That's right, I like to keep things spicy and keep listeners on their toes. But we've got a track from Frank Sinatra and Count Basie, a cover of, I forget who, I'll inform you after the song, but it's off their duet album, It Might As Well Be Swing, from 1964. It's Frank Sinatra with Fly Me to the Moon.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars.
let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Song, let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true.
We had something completely different from Frank Sinatra with his track along with Count Basie and his orchestra, Fly Me to the Moon. I hope you appreciate this little change of pace. I think it was a nice, you know, only 2.5 minutes, nice little change of pace. But anyway, back to our regularly scheduled programming, even though that was regularly scheduled. You notice that one was fly, because we're up to flying. If that, because that's also, you know, it's a form of traveling. But we've got an incredibly famous, in indie circles, a track from the band Neutral Milk Hotel. We've got their 1998 track, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea, off the album In the Aeroplane Over the Sea. So, with that, In the Aeroplane Over the Sea.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. Soft and sweet, let me hold it close and keep it here with me.
Love to be in the arms of all I'm keeping here.
in the aeroplane over the sea. Now note, that's aeroplane spelled A-E-R-O-P-L-A-N-E, aeroplane. That album is the sixth top-selling vinyl album of all time. And Pitchfork rated it the number 4 album of the 90s. I mean, which is a pretty substantial accomplishment when you consider that's a lot of albums that came out in the 90s. And In the Aeroplane Over the Sea made it to number 4. That 1998 album, 18 years old this year. And next up, you've got a similar, it's a 2001 track. It's from Daft Punk, because, again, I like to keep things. Yeah, so you got, we go from Frank Sinatra to Neutral Milk Hotel to Daft Punk in 3 songs. Because that's how we do it here at the Alternate Universe. We like to keep things interesting. And by we, I mean me. Anyway, we've got Daft Punk's track Voyager off their 2001 album, Discovery.
Thank you.
Daft Punk with their track Voyager. And I think it's time for our final PSA of the night. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. There, that's that. Now we've got some couple more tracks for my late night listeners. And first up, we've got a track from Vampire Weekend off their self-titled album, Vampire Weekend. It's a 2008 album, and we'll be playing their track, M79. Now, that, just letting everybody know, that does tie into the travel theme for those non-New York listeners. The M79 is a crosstown bus that runs in Manhattan from the Upper East Side to the Upper West Side, and vice versa. But anyway, enough of me, but and more of Vampire Weekend with M79.
Factory line, I'll ride across the park, backseat on the 79. Wasted days you've come to pass.
Thank you.
Vampire Weekend with M79. Now, the M in M79 stands for Manhattan, because there are five boroughs of New York. Staten Island buses have S, Queens buses have Q, Bronx buses have BX, and Brooklyn have B. So every borough gets its own letter or letters in the case of the Bronx. And then we get numbers as well. In the M79's case, it gets the number 79 because it runs from 79th Street on the west side all the way on 79th Street for its whole run, all the way to the 79th on the east side. Fun facts and fun talk about the MTA. What else? Ezra Koenig, who is the lead singer of Vampire Weekend. Before he was a singer for Vampire Weekend, he was an elementary school teacher in Brooklyn. Fun fact. And before releasing this debut album, he said that he was, specifically about this track, he said that he was really excited and psyched about releasing it to the public. And I hope you were really excited and psyched to hear it, because I think it's a great track. Anyway, for what I think will be my last track of the night, you've got a weird track. Yeah, it's another fairly deep cut. It's from one of my favorite artists who I've been listening to quite a bit recently, because he's got a new musical adventure in Soft Hair. It's a little weird, but you can look it up on Spotify or your preferred streaming service and check it out. It's very weird and psychedelic, but in a less psychedelic and more guitar-based, acoustic guitar-based track, we're going to be playing Megumi, The Milky Way Above, from Conan Moccasin off the 2011 album Forever Dolphin Love. And my apologies for this. It's a little out there, but I think you'll find it mildly enjoyable. Anyway, here we go. There we had Conan Moccasin with Megumi, The Milky Way Above. Fun fact, Megumi is from Japanese mythology. And Conan Moccasin toured with in support of Radiohead in Australia and New Zealand in their King of Limbs tour. And the track is referred to as Slacker Samba by Pitchfork. But anyway, this has been An Alternate Universe with DJ Roomba. I hope everybody enjoyed. Hope everybody has a good week. And I'll leave you off with airtime now. So, goodbye.